The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. Addendum 2. Obey God. February 4, 2010. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. My sons and daughters, you have yet to understand my word, and my will, concerning these things which I hate. When a parent says to their child, obey me, yet their request leads their child into sin, the child who has received knowledge of my ways must choose to walk in them. For by refusing to obey their parents in that which causes them to sin, they have not dishonored their parents, but have obeyed the word of the Lord, doing that which is right and good in my eyes, revealing that which is most needful. Beloved, this is where you have erred. For you still listen to the whisperings of the evil one. Listen not to his subtle and dark speeches. Timothy speaking. Brothers and sisters, Satan would have us believe that even while we are obeying God, it is still possible to sin. And that placing God's will over our parents' will cause us to break the fifth commandment. Do not be ensnared. Obey God. Thus says the Lord. Beloved, awake. For I tell you the truth. You have yet to come into the full knowledge of who I truly am, nor do you understand my ways. Neither are you willing to walk in them. Learn to see with new eyes, and restored vision, and no longer be constrained by doubt, nor let fear hold you captive. For knowledge of me is understanding, and my spirit brings forth new awareness in those who have truly received, whereby Satan's power is easily broken. Be fully awake therefore, and no longer give heed to the corrupt teachings of men or the churches. Beloved, by disobeying a parent, in regards to these modern holidays of men, you have testified to them, by your refusal. And by your actions, you have shown them a better way, magnifying that which is first. Thus in righteousness, you have blessed them by your example. Where then, is the dishonor? Again I say to you, one who chooses me, and performs my will, does not sin. Therefore, obey your parents, and honor them in all things, save that which causes you to disobey the word of God. Honor no request from one who chooses sin, asking you to be a partaker with them. For all who know and understand the origins of these holidays of men, and do not take a stand against them, have shown themselves to be in agreement with those who sin against me. And all those who compromise or make concessions dishonor me, and have no love for God in their hearts. Be my examples therefore. Come out from among them, and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you, as it is written. Obey my voice, and walk in my ways, revealing to every onlooker that I am indeed, first, the greatest of all loves.